She's a rock and roll angel with a devil in her eye. I'm a rock and roll angel, I'm a cute hip pie. Better watch your boy when she rocks and rolls. She'll capture your heart and enchant your soul. Watch her rock, watch her. Let her go, her heart's cold. She's a rock and roll angel with a devil in her eye. And I know I'm gonna love her till the day I die. When she starts bopping, well, the crowd goes wild. All rock and ramble, let me give you a clue. Rock and roll angel, and she's not for you. Watch her rock, watch her roll. Let her go, her heart's cold. She's a rock and roll angel with the devil in her eye. And I know I'm gonna love her till the day I die. Here, rock, rock, rock angel, rock. Roll, roll, roll angel, roll. Rock and roll angel.
Good evening, folks. You're lost in paradise with your true angel baby here at killradio.org. You want to speak into your mic? Let's see.
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay, it sounds like it's working.
It sounds like it's working well.
Okay, we don't have headphones that are working as usual, so it's hard to tell if his mic was working, but it sounds like it's working. All right, so you're Lost in Paradise with your Chilangelo Baby here at killradio.org. On tonight's show, I've got Dick Blackburn, a record collector and dealer extraordinaire. He is here spinning his rare 45s before he goes back east for all the great record shows, and he will definitely be missed. So let's see, you want to tell us what you just spun?
Right, okay. We did a three-record spin here to introduce the show, which is going to have a lot of different types of music in it. This one that you just heard was by Sandy Powell. It's on the Herald record label, and it's an answer to Pistol Pack and Mama, Pistol Pack and Papa, right? Makes sense, okay. Before that, a very rare release on the Cajun record label, strangely enough, out of Virginia. Nothing to do with Cajuns, except that the guy who did it, Jay Chevalier, it's called Rock and Roll Angel, was from Louisiana, but he was stationed in Newport News, Virginia. He was in the Navy. And one of the great things about this record is he happened to get, like, not only Air Force guys, but jarheads and Army doggies and everything in this group. And the fact that they didn't come to blows was quite an achievement, since the branches of the service in those days weren't too crazy about each other. Anyway, that's what he told me. And this was his first record, Jay Chevalier. He's actually going to be playing down in New Orleans at the Ponderosa Stomp, as he usually does. And that was Rock and Roll Angel. And we led off the set with the original Safaris. These were the guys that were actually recording before the Safaris of Wipeout fame, and a judge told them that they had to change their name to prevent confusion when the other Safaris went national and nationwide with that hit, Wipeout. So they changed their name to the original Safaris, and this was their last record, just as Rock and Roll Angel was Jay Chevalier's first record. This was their last single, Gum Dipped Slicks, a nice little piece of L.A. hot rottery for everybody out there who digs that stuff. And that's the three you heard.
Well, thanks. Let's see, I'm just going to give a little info before we kick into the next set. Next week, the 27th, Gene Scolati, Vic Tripp, the co-host from the Cool and the Crazy radio show, KCRW, broadcasting in the early 80s, as well as author of numerous published books, articles, and whatnot, will be on Lost in Paradise yet again, spinning his obscure music. So tune in next week, because it's a must. And then in March, I'll get back into my newly acquired 45s. So let's get into the next set. Do you need to read it off, or do you know what it
well,
is?
Well, yes, I do know what it is. It's another Answer record, and this one by a British group called the Tremolos, who did a lot of stuff on Epic during the 60s, but this was their most demented. It's actually an answer to Heartbreak Hotel by Elvis, and it's called Breakheart Motel. And after we listen to that record, because we kind of interrupted the set here, we're going to go into a three-record spin of Twist records. So prepare yourself for that. Three Twist records in a row after Breakheart Motel.
All right, here at Lost in Paradise at killradio.org.
Let's go. Engine moving down the line. mein Bart. Ich weiß, wie man küsst beim Peppermint Twist. Oh, wie schön.
Yeah, okay, that was the German version of the Peppermint Twist. I think when I was back on the show before, I played maybe the Paris Peppermint Twist, which is the French version of the Peppermint Twist. So the Peppermint Twist, well, I see finding the Malaysian and the Singapore version of the Peppermint Twist. Anyway, before that, out of the great Pacific Northwest, Bobby Wayne and the Swing Trainers doing Swing Train Twist on the Bonita label. The one you just heard, by the way, was by Katrina und Silvio, the one Peppermint Twist there. And that was on the German Decca label. The twist led off with the Puerto Rican Twist. And the Puerto Rican Twist was by Joe Lyman and the TNT. And the TNT, that's right, not even the TNTs. At the top of the set, as previously announced, we had Breakheart Motel by the Tremolos. I think those guys were taught by the musical Lynn Twins, but you don't know what the British are up to. Anyhow, we're going to go now into a answer set. And this answer set is not an answer set, but a cover set. And this is going to be one of the best versions, the best covers I've ever heard of Stormy Weather. But it's by The Forecast. It's on Atlantic. The other one that's really great, for those of you want to seek that stuff out, is the Leaders on Glory doing Stormy Weather, which is a great bluesy version. This is a little more getting into the soul side, but magnificent anyway, I believe. See what you think. Stormy Weather, The Forecast on Atlantic Records.
All right, you're Lost in Paradise with your Truly Angel Baby and I guess Dick Blackburn here at killradio.org every Tuesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. As well, you can listen anytime to my show by listening to the archive shows at the Kill Radio homepage. Although now I am doing podcasting, very brand new thing for me, but it's working out pretty well and it seems to be a little bit more reliable and easier to access than the Kill Radio archive itself. So please go to lostinparadise.podomatic.com to check out my podcasting or my archive shows up at that podcast page and let your friends know about it. So again, so here we go, Stormy Weather here at Lost in Paradise.
Stormy, bop-bop-bop weather, bop-bop-bop.
Stormy weather, stormy weather. Stormy,
bop-bop-bop
weather,
bop-bop-bop.
Stormy,
bop-bop-bop
weather,
bop-bop-bop.
Don't know why.
Bop-bop-bop weather, bop-bop-bop.
No sun up in the sky.
Weather,
stormy weather.
Stormy weather, stormy
weather. Since my girl and I are on together.
Bop-bop-bop.
It keeps on raining all the time. Life is bad. The misery everywhere. A stormy weather. I gotta get myself together. It keeps on raining all the time. Since you've gone away, the blues are walking and met me. If you don't come back and stay, I'm afraid a rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray,
Lord above will
let me walk up. Walk up, walk in someone's arms. I can't go on. Everything's all gone. Stormy
weather.
I gotta get myself together. It keeps on raining all the stormy weather. Stormy weather. Stormy weather.
that was a bizarre rendition of Ghost Riders in the Sky. I think that to get on your program, you have to bring a Ghost Riders in the Sky rendition every time.
That's a pretty nice one. When is that from? Do you know?
When is it from?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably from the early 60s. The Motions on a label out of Davenport, Iowa called MVI. This is not known
Iowa,
for...
Huh?
Yep, and it's not known for very hip stuff. I mean, one of the things on there is a song called Hardworking Dairy Farmer. So... this is a bizarre one. The Motions, Ghost Riders in the Sky. Before that, pretty good cover of The Strikes, If You Can't Rock Me by Debbie Stevens on the Apt label. And at the top of the set, a favorite of mine, Stormy Weather by The Four Casts on the Atlantic record label. We're going to go into a jungle set. And let's send this like last set out to Alan Larman, who is on Red Hot on Sundays, 88.5 FM between 2 and 4 in the afternoon. We're going to send this one out, this jungle set, to Rex down over there at WFMU, who loves jungle records. So this is one he knows, actually. I think you may know them all. He's pretty good with that stuff. Anyway, this is Jay Epe on the Mercury label, The Jungle Speaks.
Here at Lost in Paradise.
Hot sun burning on the jungle leaves. The jungle speaks. A monkey swinging from tree to tree. The jungle speaks. The hyena laughing at the crazy monk. Nothing on me.
Old MacDonald had a jungle forest. Old MacDonald had a jungle farm, and on his farm he had a goody bird. Old MacDonald had a jungle farm. Old MacDonald had a jungle farm. Now on his farm he had an anteater. Old MacDonald had a jungle farm. Now he put them on the gibbon, here's how they sound. Old MacDonald had a jungle farm. Yeah, Old MacDonald had a jungle farm. Yeah, Old MacDonald had a jungle farm.
I was walking through the jungle. Then I heard the Negus Mamba.
Macastrecas, Macuzo, Macastrecas, Macuzo.
I looked around a very high tree.
What are you looking for? I hope you find it.
I saw spears staring down.
That was a cool record. That was the Starlets. What was that? It sounded like a King Cobra or something in there. That's Jungle Love on the Checker label. The flip side is a great ballad as well. And before that, the Raiders on Brunswick. Who would have thought that Brunswick, you know, a fairly conservative label, would put out something so bent? Because the A side of the record is this little innocuous My Steady Girl by the Raiders, little teen thing. Excuse me, Gene Scalati. Okay. Also, before that, we heard, and Angel Baby already played this on the show. This is making the rounds.
That was a long time ago.
Long time ago. Okay, Jungle Farm on the RL record label by Tito Mambo and the Men of Chance, spelled C-H-A-N-T-Z.
Well, I got that from a garage comp. Would you consider that garage?
I consider that sick, but I don't know. It could be garage, anything you call it. It's just a strange. No, I guess it's garage to some degree.
I don't know.
I remember somebody played that to me on the phone. They said, "Are you interested in this?" And I went, "Yes." Okay. Jay Epay, The Jungle Speaks. Jay Epay, The Jungle Speaks on Mercury. That's led off the set. I know that you're interested in Native American music. Well, or let's say music about Native Americans.
Theme songs.
Theme songs, like Little Butchie Sanders and all that type of stuff, right? Yeah. So we're going to do a couple of Indian records, if I may be so bold as to say Indian records. And this is one from, I believe it's from Chicago. I'm not quite sure. I think it's Midwest anyway. Macy Ross on the VEEP label, Big Chief Buffalo Nickel.
You're lost in paradise with your truly Angel Baby here at killradio.org with my special guest, Dick Blackburn, record collector and dealer extraordinaire. He's been on the show plenty of times in the past, and some of his archives may still be up at the Kill Radio Archive. They have not yet moved over to my podcast page, so check them out. Maybe your international rock and roll show may still be up there, which was pretty killer. And again, I'll keep saying this, but Gene Scalati will be on next week. Co-host from The Cool and the Crazy, KCRW, which broadcasted in the early 80s, as well as he published some great books and articles and whatnot. So definitely tune in for his show next week. And then I'll just get back into my regular 45s, I guess, beginning in March. So here we go again. What's the record again?
Big Chief Buffalo Nickel.
Here at Lost in Paradise.
Well, way out on the windswept desert, where nature favors no man, Buffalo found his brother at rest upon the sun-baked sand. He said, "Oh, dear brother, has sickness got you this way?" Well, his brother never said, 'cause his brother was dead. He'd been dead since way last May. Now, you're the lady. Big Chief Buffalo Nickel, he was a mighty, mighty man in his day. Well, he never once used a sickle to clear all the bushes away. He'd go round from tent to tent, eating everything in sight. Well, he loved them squaws, every one he saw. He had a new one every night. I know the lady. Well, away up on Rocky Mountain, I heard a big Indian moan. Well, I knew what it meant, so I left my tent, never again to roam. Along about sunup, I reached safety, my feet they were certainly sore. Well, I lost 50 pounds upon a hot desert ground. I could lose that many more. I used to live.